Welcome to Murder in Middleton 2, Episode 1.
A young woman was attacked near the woods near Victoria Primary School in Middleton. According to the police, they found the woman. It looked like she was mauled by some wild animal. They are asking for any witnesses who saw or heard anything to call them at Middleton Police Station on 0845 300 600. The victim's name is Becky Smith. A young woman, aged 25 years old.
I might see if I can go there in the morning and talk to this woman. The next day, I drove to Middleton Royal Infirmary. And after parking the car, I walked to the entrance. Opened the door and walked into the reception area. I spoke to the receptionist at the desk. Hi, can you tell me which ward Becky Smith is in, please?
It depends. Are you family?
No, but I need to speak to her. It's important. I heard what happened on the news.
It's family members only, I'm afraid.
Well, if I give you my phone number, could you ask her to give me a call?
Write your number down on this piece of paper and I'll see what I can do.
I wrote down my number. They looked at it and thanked me. I returned home about 20 minutes later, got out of the car and opened the front door to my house. The light on the answer machine was flashing. I listened to the message. It was from Becky Smith, asking me to phone her back on her mobile. I quickly took a note of the number and then dialed it on the landline.
Hello, who is this?
Hi, Becky Smith.
Yes, who am I speaking to?
My name is Simon Jones. You phoned me earlier and left a message on my answer phone.
Oh, hello. Yes, could we arrange to meet beside the hospital reception? You said it was important.
I could be there in 20 minutes.
Yes, that's fine. I'll see you then.
I saw a woman waiting at the reception desk, wearing pyjamas and a blue dressing gown. Hi, Becky.
Yes.
Hi, we spoke on the phone earlier. I'm Simon Jones.
Oh, hi. Let's talk outside. I need a smoke anyway. What's this all about?
I heard what happened to you on the news. What did you see that night?
I don't really remember. It was dark, and it happened so quickly.
Try and remember if you can.
Well, first, I heard a howling sound. I thought it was a dog, but then I saw this black shape. I know that it seemed a bit big for a dog. The thing was making a deep growling sound, and I saw these angry, bright yellow eyes. It had these huge, big fangs with blood dripping from them. I thought it looked more like a wolf, but there are no wolves in Middleton. That is the last thing I remember before the thing attacked me with its giant claws.
You're lucky to be alive. The thing that you described sounds like a creature that I encountered 3 years ago.
What did I see that night?
You will probably think I'm crazy when I tell you.
Tell me anyway.
What you saw that night was a werewolf.
You're crazy. There's no such thing as werewolves. They're just a myth.
That's what I thought.
And how would we kill such a creature?
The only way to kill one is with a silver bullet made from a crucifix.
And you just happen to have some in your pocket?
No, but I know where to get them.
Okay, I've heard enough, Mr. Jones. I'm sorry you've wasted your time coming here. Please don't contact me again, or I will tell the police that you are a psychopath who's been harassing me.
She got up from the bench, stubbed out her cigarette, and walked back through the front doors of the hospital. I got up from the bench and walked back towards my car. When I reached the car, I unlocked the door, opened the door, climbed in, and started the engine, and drove out the car park, heading towards the local church.
In the next episode of Murder in Middleton 2.
She will wake up when the clock strikes midnight and suddenly desire to eat anything with a heartbeat, and that includes you.
Murder in Middleton 2, starred Stephen Boyle as Simon Jones, Ian Boyle as Reverend Black, Ryan Brooks as the newscaster, Ryan Miller as receptionist number one, Rebecca Mann as Becky Smith, Sharon Boyle as receptionist number one, and Kelly Niven as the nurse. It was produced by Stephen Boyle and Ryan Brooks. A story by Stephen Boyle.